Agent Brooklyn Breckenridge groaned and rolled over in bed as her phone rang. It was too early to open her eyes, so she reached out her arm, searching aimlessly for it, only to knock it off the nightstand to the floor of her Capitol Hill apartment in Seattle.
Oh well, it wasn't meant to be answered,
she thought as the ringing subsided. She rolled back over, hoping to drift back to sleep, only to have the phone ring again moments later.
This better be important,
she muttered as she retrieved her phone and noticed Vancouver PD on the display screen.
This is Breckenridge.
Agent Breckenridge, this is Assistant Police Chief Starkey. You may recall we had occasion to chat a few months ago.
She flipped through her memory bank and suddenly recalled their interaction with some embarrassment. She had referred to him as Assistant Mularkey and had obtained a police report from him under false pretenses. She knew she should probably take this opportunity to apologize to him, but that wasn't her style. So she went with what she knew best.
I'm sorry, Assistant Mularkey, I don't recall. I talk to so many cops that they all tend to run together in my head. So what's so important that you call me at the crack of dawn?
That's Starkey, and the sun's been up for almost 2 hours, and we have a murder victim that fits the MO of the metronome man.
That got her attention. It had been nearly a month since she had been called back to Seattle against her will and better judgment by her boss, Special Agent Keenan Torkelson. She was still stinging from failing to find Jürgen Bugard, the serial killer who abducted Molly McFadden. Molly fortuitously escaped his clutches, but Bugard somehow evaded her and the Oregon FBI and state police. So finally, after weeks of an intense manhunt and no sign of him or new murder cases, they called off the search. Subscribing to the theory that Bugard had likely met his demise by bear or cougar in the Ochoco National Forest, a view that Brooke never bought and argued strenuously but unsuccessfully against. So Assistant Starkey's call might be the I-told-you-so evidence she needed to get back to work.
I'm listening, Sparky. Tell me more,